to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And to bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Alright, we are online after a long time. This is, you are listening to ARCC's Resettle Radio, is 104.6 Planet FM. And oh my god, this, you know, today that's terrific, man. It's been like heavy days, you know, after all. And we do have, it's Joby, and then we do have
Gablock is here.
And then
Aliga.
And then, yes, I don't want to even talk.
This is 2019, man. You need to talk.
Yeah, you can talk. You have freedom of voice. Right, so today we're just going to be like talking about the recent story about the bad tourist, right? And because you might have came across the story about the bad tourist. So we're going to be talking about today and have some reflection from 2018, what has happened, or even with the RCC, what has happened to the resident community, and what's going to happen to 2019. Yes. So we might have a discussion all over.
Yes, yes. It's all about reflections, you know, what has happened last year and where are we going? Are we heading to the right direction? And yeah, a lot of things to talk about.
Yeah, and let's start the, you know, show just with a short, you know, a song. It's by Stan Walker, and I think that most people love Stan Walker in New Zealand. So hope this. Yeah, we are back online, and you have listened to the Stan Walker song. It's about our Tarawa, and it's so inspiring song, you know, to be honest. And it was published during the Maori Language Week. And yeah, back online, right?
Back online, long time. Happy New Year, everybody.
And I hope that everyone loved the Happy New Year. I was like, you know, I had to, I think it was 2 days before that, you know, I was talking to my mom about what my New Year's resolutions, you know, what I'm going to do this New Year. And I told my mom, I'm just going to get out of this house. It was, you know, my mom's reaction was very terrible. She said, oh, you're never going to get out of here, right? So this is something that you has been experiencing for 2019. You know, it's not so far. It's January still. It's going to be
2019. Now people will start talking about 2020.
They're going to be like, you know,
what do is 2020.
Yeah, you know, and this is always happen because the year is always past, you know, it runs very fast. Yeah. Right, we see 2019, and tomorrow it might be 2020.
2020, right? 21, they add up, keep on.
Yeah, it might be 2020 in Jupiter, because every planet have their own time.
I think we need to move to another planet.
Yeah, we should, and come back, you know. You can be like ageless.
Come back without a planet without a bill. No bills to pay, nothing is free.
Maybe Elon Musk will help you, because he is trying to, like, you know, people to the Mars, right? If you can get a time, you know, get a ticket to Mars,
you're
so lucky, right? Get a trial and you can make the population over there, right?
So crazy. I think 2018 was a good year, tough year, but there were good things in it too. So 2018, ARCC had a summer block party. If you never knew about it, it was great. And it's all about the uniqueness of the cultures we have. You know, we have to impress them. And this is us. We have to come together at the end of the year and then celebrate our cultures. I think that's what happened. And, a lot of people were there. Michael Hood was the guest speaker. And Ed and Albert, local board, all of them were there. And Maggie. And, we got the building from council. So it's good that the council was there.
And we also talked about the uniqueness of the building as well.
So, yeah, so it was very bright, you know, a lot of cultures and a lot of barbecue. Aban was cooking the barbecue that day. And, a lot of food. Yeah.
And it's also rewinding for, you know, it's also rebounding time for, you know, research community just to, you know, sit back and think about what they have done
and also look at
what they can
do. And the good thing in that party, you know, this is where we launch the new name for ARCC.
ARCC, yeah.
So Auckland now is out, replaced by Aotearoa. Yeah. How amazing it is.
Yeah, and see that song even connects to, you know, the meaning of our Aotearoa, right?
Yeah.
It's the combination of everything in
so
the country.
So now
itself.
It means we are not limited to Auckland, so we will go wider. And you know, the refugee quota has increased from 750 to double.
Yeah,
1,500. And so that means, you know, it's a good thing, and also there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah. And it's also nationalized, and they no longer have Auckland as a resettlement
location.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, ARCC is, one of the things that we always talk is that how we can achieve the support and services that's available in Auckland to other spaces, because there is very limited NGOs that support refugee resettlement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
And the one thing ARCC is saying, you know, we have to collaborate, work together, so because it's a lot of things. Social issue is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And if people, you know, collaborate, so it will make the work easier.
Yeah.
And then we have a lot of agencies out there working together with ARCC. We have the Auckland Resettlement Summit Group, which meets every month. And so this includes New Zealand Red Cross, ARMS. And by the way, ARMS has changed its name too. So ARMS now belong to Aotearoa. So, you know, everybody's going national nowadays. So something nice. Huh?
Yeah, and it's a very good thing for, you know, the future of the resettlement community, right?
Yeah. So I'm still stuck with the name ARMS, although they have changed already. So Belong Aotearoa is our good partner. So if you hear about the Wise Woman or the Wise Collective, this is a project between ARCC and ARMS. Now, Aotearoa belong to Aotearoa, or Aotearoa belong. this is good. This is good. This is a way of moving forward. And yeah, resettlement group, we are seven now, and then we are looking for more agencies to join us, and then we work together. So collaboration will eliminate the work we double, you know, and also we will know ourselves who is doing what. And when you have some people you want to serve, so you will refer them knowing that they will be taken care of, and it will make the work very easy.
Yeah, and yeah, it's also directing the work to the field as well. And we got AC just come online. And,
hey, AC, Happy New Year, man.
And Happy New Year, bro.
Yeah. We had a South Sudanese New Year. That was the last time we were together last year.
That was Christmas.
That was Christmas party. Yeah, that was a Christmas party. That's a good. Yeah.
Right, and you know, and we has been like you know talking the reflections of 2018, and I think that personally that my thought that I have been through a lot, you know, during 2018. It's been a very good year, to be honest. You know, as you say, good and bad. Every year have the good and bad. But yeah, start with you know your next year thinking what you can do more. Right, yeah. So that's something that everyone, you know, I think that you know should focus on. It's not only about you know resolutions are there just because you know just to keep yourself and say you feedback yourself what you have done on the year,
yeah,
and then make things.
And the problem with the resolutions too, you say this thing, and maybe along the way you will shift. Maybe you will. Oh, okay. This year, I think. Oh, I say definitely. I will be. I will drink. I will not drink that much. You know. I will be moderate drinker.
I know. I thought that's very true.
And you will say the same thing next year. Yeah, and the year after.
You still do that. Right, yeah, but some things with you know with even with students or you know even with younger people, the one of the things that I always ask them to do is you know feedback yourself, right? Because self-development is more important than, you know, common development. Because I feel like everyone have their own self-development, mm-hmm. right? If you can look at yourself, what you have done, and what you can do, and find yourself, and develop yourself is very important. Do that. You know, if it's the start of year, you know, just sit down yourself in a chair and then take a notebook and start writing that what you have done in 2018, what did work for you, what made you more happy, what made you, you know, make a difference or make a change in life, or what did you do something that's made a good impact, right?
Or what do you want to be changed?
Yeah, what do you want to be changed? And what your passion, what's your passion that's driving you? If you can find it, and then utilize it. There's a lot of way to utilize it. I know a guy because you might, you know, see the Nash Daily page. And that guy started a 5 minutes video just by random, right? Mm-hmm. And he found his passion through making those videos and making people educated. And that became his career. And he makes, you know, $1 million just because he found what he could do from himself. Right? That's what, you know, everything is out there. You have every single thing to utilize, right? Find yourself and write it. You know, you can find it. If you don't find it, just try it.
I would be like, you know what they call the double Mac?
Yeah.
They have to change the size to a bigger one.
Yeah, remember?
Wait. Yeah, but, you know, they say nowadays it's good for the environment if you eat healthy food. So, what do we do?
Yeah, and it's also, you know, one of the commercial things that I hate. That was because I saw a documentary about the, you know, Maori family. Mm. You started being a vegan family, right? Yeah. And that started, you know, creating anti-EV to become veganism, right? So it's something that's...
Yeah, that's good. It's good. But can you not mix them, though? Like being a moderate...
Yeah, you could. It's really tough to be vegan, though. It's really tough to be vegan because you wouldn't find a lot of options.
What is the difference between the vegan and vegetarian?
Vegan is dairy-free.
Dairy-free. Oh. Right, they don't take milks or any animal products.
You see milk, you don't even look at it.
Yeah, and even cheese. Even cheese, butter, right, they don't take it because they're animal products.
So I can be vegetarian.
Right? So vegetarians, they do take butter, you know, cheese, and even milk. right?
Yeah.
So, but why do they say the difference? Because I do explain, being a vegetarian back in my country is way better. Why? Because our cow milking system is manual. We don't have electronic milking system.
Yeah, that's what we do too.
And our animals that they live with, right? They lived in the, you know, in the, you know, with our house.
And if you tell a Sudanese you be a vegetarian, they say, man, you need to go to hospital. Something's not right.
It's kind of a social norm, to be honest, but turning veganism in nowadays is kind of a thing that make the environment, you know, eco-friendly, because most of our, you know, methane comes from the cow,
yeah,
right? Because if cow production is up, it does contribute to our, you know, ozone depletion, which is, you know, the methane.
On Channel 3, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday, they say in 2050... So the population now, the world population now is 7.8 billion, right?
Yeah.
By 2050, we will mark 10 billion.
Yeah, shit.
In 2050, it's not far away.
It's not far away.
Yeah. So we need to cut back from what we eat.
Yeah.
So they say the European communities need to cut back from meat. And then the Asian communities need to cut back from fish.
Yeah.
And then the African communities, say, need to cut back, I don't know what food, of some carbs, you know. Yeah. Some fish too.
Yeah, see, that's
the... So they say to make our environment very safe, you know, population is coming, and so we should change the habit we have. You know, it shouldn't be like all the same. They say like the McDonald's, you know, that Big Mac. It is something you can eat for a week.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have some
the calories.
Yes,
it's more than what you can eat, what you need for 3 days. Because normally a human needs like 1,200 kilocalories per day.
So they're encouraging to eat veggies and all of that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good for the environment.
Yeah, even you take, even say, you know, we are not forcing you to just become vegetarian on the spot, right? But, you know, that's a good intention in the world that, you know, if you do become vegan, that you can cut down short of the impact of the animals into, you know, our society, because we are growing them for our need, right? So that's all the short messages on itself.
But the question is it right to cut back from what we eat? Is it right? We can ask ourselves.
It's, we can ask Alika. Alika, what do you think? Because you were from Philippines.
On,
we do have a lot of meat in Philippines. What do you think?
What
do you think about, you know, becoming a vegan? Right? What's your opinion to us? Because, you know, you were from a country where, you know, main resource is, you know, meat.
Yeah.
But I learned that even Vietnam or Philippines or even other countries who are very close to the Southeast Asia, what was the history behind it is they had a scarcity when it was the World War II. When they had the scarcity, there was no other resources for them to, you know, eat. Right, there was no other plants that they can grow. There was no other resources or field that they can get more protein
because
from.
Because people were in the middle of the war.
Yeah, middle of the war, and they were occupied by, but you know, by others who were infielding them. There was no farmers who were, you know, who were gonna grow a farming, you know, wheat.
So now the question is: are we going vegan? Are we going vegetarian? Or are we kind of a mix?
I think it's gonna be hard for us for being.
Vegan.
Not vegan, you know.
Yeah,
like I eat meat every day. I'm African. African people love meat, and then whenever I'm out with you, I see vegan food. It just, I don't think I can do that. Like,
it's pretty hard. But I'm saying that it became a social norm.
Yeah.
That's why it's hard for us to shift, right? But think about the future, right? If you do have a limiting process of animals being the problem of, you know, creating biggest impact on our environment, right? You have to choose not to eat the meat because that's doing something bad.
But the question is, what is that bad thing they do to the environment?
It's a climate change, right? So environment impact of the methane.
Donald Trump say no climate change.
it's
just lying in a way. There's a climate change. It's really, you know, we need to work on it. You know?
Yeah, it's because we only had like 5 years to work on it. Yeah. Right? So they limited our time to work on a climate change, to turn things around. If we don't change, turn things around, our ice will be melted out, our sea level going to go up. You know, we already have 30 degrees in New Zealand, which is very close to Antarctica.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So if we have 30 degrees, think about Antarctica. Antarctica had 30 degrees for a single day, it will melt at least half of its ice.
Yeah, it's now melting right? 6 times than it used to.
Yeah, right? And yeah. if it is happening continuously, the level of our sea is going to go up. If it's gone up, our entire New Zealand is under the water. No question asked. Right? So we are already losing 1 meter per year, right, by our seaside. Right? Just because of the sea is increasing in amount.
That's,
right?
That's not a good thing.
Right? Which is not a good thing. And if we lose the entire land to, you know, the water, and we cannot survive in a, you know, in a place that we can't even grow shit.
Yeah.
Right? And we cannot, like, even live. even live, you know, without even food. We can be Japan if you want, right? Because Japan had their agriculture in a ship right after the Hiroshima.
They prepared ahead of time.
Yeah, right.
But we can catch up.
Yeah.
Hey, we will come back after the break. And,
yeah, and just listen
yeah,
to...
Yeah, just listening to Rosetta Radio on Planet FM 104.6, brought to you by RCC. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Yeah, and listen to this song. It's about a freedom.
Freedom.
Yeah, you're back online and you're listening to Resetter Radio 104.6 FM. And we were talking about, you know, the 2018 reflections, right? And this was the song that was sung by Fawn Williams. And it was about freedom. And it's a very good song,
yeah.
To be honest.
Freedom.
Right? And And, you know, even Aligo was asking why we were talking about veganism. We started talking about 2018 reflections. that's how you carried away with the conversations about veganism. All right. So, you know, 2018 has been, you know, real important year for even for Maori Language Week. We had a very good Maori Language Week. Even the government changed in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And it was, you know, being a biggest year, right? Even important to mental health, you know, there was a really good, you know, greater focus light was given to the mental health, and it's important to not just stigmatize it, right? And right, we're gonna lead into the talk about the bad tourist. How many of you here heard about the story about the bad tourist?
Oh man,
yeah. Me and you were talking about
it's not
life.
It's not good.
Right, so there was these guys who were, you know, came to Takapuna.
I thought they are deported, and then I saw the story today that they are not deported. I don't
know what they were issued, a warrant for deportation. It's kind of a warning notice to get it deported. But if they do it again, they can be, you know, liable.
They changed though?
It depends, you know.
Because I think they are talking, rubbish on European descent, and then they say, oh, Maori people are so nice, and then the European descents are not very friendly.
Yeah, just because, you know, what was the, one of the talk is, why do you make the problem into a racial conflict? It's not a problem between British.
But
and,
the thing is, you have not fixed yourself, and then you come with that attitude, throwing things around, shoplifting, and then you say, no, you cannot be told to do this and that. It's not even right.
I really like the way that New Zealand reacted, because, you know, New Zealand is a free country. It's not belong to Crown anymore, right? Yeah. They have to know that it's not belong to Crown. For them to say, or they can do whatever they wanted here.
And they come here, you know, right? Trying to know the difference between people, the indigenous and the other people. Yeah. That this group is good, this group is bad. No.
No,
it's
not.
All about the nation.
We just together as a nation, even with indigenous people, even with the resettled community, even with, you know, the European here, that we are together with one aim of being a New Zealander, right? Which means to a lot, because we do have specific social matter. But that's something that we're going to be talking today, right? And we might be, you know, even, you know, are we going to be talking about how you should be behaving when you're traveling to, even to any countries, what you should do. Mm. Especially to New Zealand as a newcomers, because we do have resettlement community, right?
Yeah.
Some of them are very newcomers, you know, they wouldn't know what to do. It's good that we educate them, because that, the same scenario for the tourists. They need to be educated. They need to be told before they come to the country.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, this is a responsibility. If you, let's say, if you go to somebody's house, you will not behave the way you behave at home. Things change.
Yeah.
If you are not in your house, you go to somebody's house, you're going to be the nicest person in that house. You know, maintain your calmness. It's not that you throw things around and then you say, oh, I should not be blamed for that. Who should be blamed?
Yeah, who should be blamed then?
It's your responsibility.
Yeah. What do you think, Alika? What do you think that what should be the right thing for a tourist to do in New Zealand? And what do you think that whether it is right or wrong with the bad tourists?
Put them in the same plane, let them go back.
I think there's a lot of... I think they just need more, I guess, education about what to do in New Zealand. Especially when I was growing up here, I always saw, like, even in Macca's ad, like, be a tidy Kiwi. Like, that's always the logo or, like, the catchphrase here. And so I grew up, like, knowing, like, what to do in New Zealand. But whereas in tourists, they might not know, because that might not be the same for their country. So, yeah, I guess just spreading the word and, like, just... telling them, not off, but like telling them, hey, that's not the proper thing to do.
And that small boy wants to fight everyone too.
Yeah, and you know,
oh,
that's,
man.
I feel so bad, you know, even they even put a meme for that boy on the Facebook, and I was like, all right, they even created a meme for him. Just comparing him to the drunk kid that, you know, that they had on the picture. I was so funny with it. Yeah, we see. What do you think about, you know, your perspective too? Because, you know, we come as a resettled community, you know, as we also newcomers to the country. And what do you think that there should be a medicine? You know, how that could be facilitated better, right? So, you know, you can just, you know, share us your light on the problem.
Yeah, I mean, let's just say if you, like he said, you know, if you go to someone's house and especially in my house, we take shoes out, right? So like, you don't want to go to like new country and then start throwing rubbish, because in new country,
and then somebody will start cleaning after you.
Yeah. I mean,
as
Europe,
as you take your seat.
I mean, Europe is a big country. I mean, every country in Europe you go is like different. I went to Paris 2 years ago, and then so there's some cities you go is clean, some cities you go is dirty. So like, if you come from a dirty city, then our city is like, our country is beautiful, so you don't want to make a mess, right? Yeah. So you just got to see our rules, what we do, before you start throwing rubbish. That was very disrespectful, yeah, especially going to the beach and doing this.
I see that, you know, this is a primary issue, even within stuff, because I watched a documentary about the Chinese tourists going to Paris, right? Because they complain about there was a lot of Chinese going to Paris, right, recently, because, you know, the influx of a lot of, you know, Chinese tourists going to Paris, that contributed to the mass tourism and also contributed to the overcrowding problem in Paris. And they had a lot of issues even with garbage, you know, even with cleaning or even with noise pollution, because it's so harder to communicate with them because they don't know English and they always need an instructor or, you know, or a tourist guide who can help them to navigate themselves.
Yeah.
And it was a main common problem among them as being a tourist in the new country and for the police or officials to deal with that. Right, so my question is, it might be a very same problem even with newcomers who are here to resell rather than, you know, coming to as, you know, visit, right? Yeah. It might be a migrant, or it might be a refugee, or it might be, because this is a question always asked, you know, around Kiwi values and Kiwi culture, right? Because this is a question that we even discussed on last year about what sort of things are Kiwi cultures, right? What is Kiwi culture and what is Kiwi values are, right? And we came across, you know, what would be very ideal to say how we can solve this problem, because I see that, you know, it can be a complaining thing, right? Because if one tourist coming in and doing something bad, that labeling to entire tourist community is, I see things that's kind of a thing that also happened to refugee community, right? In a one way, refugee communities and resettled communities and even migrants, they are blamed for stuff because of something that happened, you know, for someone else.
Countries are like,
right? Yeah. Or even someone did something somewhere at the international community that ourselves are being blamed for. And I think that this is something that government should be working on, right? And I think that there should be something there to educate them as a tourist.
I think what is missing is the awareness, you know, create an awareness that if you are a tourist, you're supposed to behave, and they should have some boxes, you know, if you misbehave, this is what is going to happen, you know, and an environment should be taken seriously, you know, you should not, you know, put rubbish anywhere you want, you know, in the street, and shoplifting is not part of the act, you know, practice to be allowed. No. Yeah, I think there should be some sort of awareness that they should be made aware of the consequences. What would happen if they have done something which is not right?
And I like the way how New Zealand reacted to it, because, you know, when they give the deportation notice, that's biggest thing to all the tourists who are coming here. It's not acceptable in the country.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
it's a clear notice to saying they're not acceptable. But in one other side, is I really see, you know, a potential breakdown of not teaching them that these are the values or putting them somewhere. Even at, you know, airport, they should have like a one flyer that say that just look out for these. Right? These are the things as a social manner in New Zealand, right? Which is not putting a garbage in the beach and leave them off for someone to pick you for, right? So which are the, you know...
But the question is, how many of them? Because like they were everywhere. I don't even know. 10, 15?
It might be like 12 or 15, I don't know. But they say, like, there was two other groups who also done the same thing. They've been to restaurants and not even paying for it. They said, oh, there was insects or there was a hair in the feet, and they didn't even pay for the restaurants.
But have they talked about that? Like, you know, we go and make this thing, you know. Have they agreed on what they are doing? I don't know.
It's pretty complicated, to be honest. But they already filmed the session of, you know, they are leaving the garbage, and the boy was complaining about why they have to do it, right? And it's clear of, you know, not being educated for it. Right?
Yeah.
And this, you know, this is a very clear quote of not being educated. What, you know, if we even have Faisal here, we can ask Faisal, what do you think about, you know, what sort of manners that, you know, people should follow as, you know, as they come to the country?
Faisal, you saw those guys, yeah. Those British
the bad tourists.
Those who were throwing
things around. I see that in the TV.
Yeah.
And it's very sad.
Yeah. They should not have done
those
that.
People who like doing like these things, coming to New Zealand as a tourist. New Zealand is a very clean country and very nice country. We need to keep it like this. And the behavior after they do the things, they don't apologize and admit to do the things again. And we do it. And they say like this. They say, this is New Zealand. This is different than England.
Yeah.
Can you please, guys, follow the law and follow the things here? We have you asking question about how many tourists coming to New Zealand every year? More than 4 million coming to New Zealand. This is the first time we hear about the thing. All of them is respectable. They looking after the environment. And this year is very weird what we're seeing now in the
maybe those who are in the custom or in the airport, you know, when they get
but
them those.
The idea of the flies is very good. When I think when you come into New Zealand, you must fill a form.
Yeah.
With the form, you can pass to them, this is the things we are looking after in New Zealand. Please, guys, follow the things.
It might some awareness notes.
Short, you know,
short notes.
Yeah, some awareness notes.
Please look after those things. Blah, blah. That's okay. It's going to be okay. It's making them aware about the thing. Maybe they do the things in their country, and the government take care about what the rubbish they do.
Yeah.
We don't know. So we have rules here and regulations, so you must follow it as you come in as a visitor or a tourist.
Right.
So we are not going to spend a long time, but why you damage our environment? And I have the rights for that kid. He's doing, he's shouting, and I think he have a right.
And
when I was watching the kid, I was like, man, take him to Africa.
Let's see what's happening down there.
He'll come back the take best him, kid ever.
Take him to Africa, take him to... Not more, I would think not all the countries in Africa like this mess we have in, like in Sudan, we have this very dirty capital. Recently that's happened for half or the last 10 years, but before it was very clean. Most of Africa
and
is very
I even
clean.
Heard that Rwanda was one of the cleanest countries.
Rwanda
is very,
it's like very clean.
You know, now in Rwanda
before 10 years, Rwanda's most of them people die in the street, kill each other. Now it's going up.
Now in Rwanda, you better have come in with a drug than a paper bag. You can be arrested for a long term.
Long time.
Having a paper bag, then having a drug with you.
They must come with a paper bag. Plastic bag. Plastic bag,
And now they criminalize the, you know, the bleaching?
Skin
lightening?
Skin lightening.
Now they criminalize it,
This is make...
From 2 weeks ago. So it's like some sort of progress. Because if something is wrong with you, is it medical issue or you just want to change? You know, you
are like
you are like a lighter person, and then you have a black kid. What is happening?
I think to be honest, you know, being fair, it's just commercialized, right? Light skins are commercialized.
These commercial companies, you know.
Just think about in a world, you know, back in a country that we even say even being a brown or you know, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Right? Plus now we have a lot of cancer.
We have a nice color guys
and all of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
This color people say. For it, I don't think they'll go to the beaches and they are lying down. What they won't do with the sun? They need to change their cars.
Exactly. even whites, you know, the Europeans, they wanted to like tan themselves. And I was like, they wanted to turn into being brown, right? And they don't want it to be white. And we just wanted to be white.
And the thing is, just be who you are. You want to be somebody else.
Right?
It doesn't make sense.
Now, I'm going to ask because, you know, in the room that we do have many people who were, you know, a newcomer. So I'm going to ask, what was the thing that you did stupid, right? It's something that's crazy that you didn't know about it, right, that, you know, you have done it. Because I when I came in, I was at the one time that I didn't know that you had to, because I met a lady who was washing the thingy for the recycle bin. Because, you know, you're supposed to wash all the bottles before you put it in the recycle bin. I didn't know that. I didn't know that you had to put that, you know, because the jello bin is a recycle bin. I put everything in that recycle bin, right? Yeah. And until I heard that there was a notice that was a sheet for my neighbor for like $200, right? I was like, oh shit, it's like $200 for just putting a polythene in the recycle bin, right? Yeah. So, you know, that's something crazy.
You mess up with environment.
Yeah, that's, and I'm going to ask you, see, what did you, you know, what was the crazy thing that you did as a newcomer?
yeah, when I was an intermediate, I got into a fight. And, yeah, I was fighting with, I think, two or three students. And then a girl jumped in, and she slapped me, and I didn't know that, like, you can't hit girls. So I slapped her back.
Oh, man. You stepped her back?
Yeah.
Oops.
Because I was fighting with the brothers, and then she just got in, and then she slapped me.
Oh.
And then that's rude.
Yeah.
And you stepped her back. That's 4-1, and then I slapped her, and then I go suspended, so... So that's how I didn't end up finishing intermediate. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
And then I changed after that, you know. I learned it from my mistake. From
so,
that on.
So now you're not slapping anymore.
I stopped fighting at all. Like, I stopped fighting. Like,
yeah.
I just slapped someone. I just broke his nose on me.
Yeah. Yeah. The good things are, I'm telling now, 50. You know, the good things in New Zealand, it teach me to be very polite in the road.
Yeah.
Last time in my country.
Yeah.
Oh, fighting. And everywhere. I live in a lot of places around the world. And in New Zealand, the people don't use the horn. When they use the horn, I'm very upset. What? And someone of the new coming in from Sudan is our friend. And he went with me in the car. He asked this question, why don't you use the horn? I said, nobody use the horn here. So stay quiet. Don't use the horn. Because if you use it, some people coming out of their cars and will shout on you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, this is good. This is good for me. Well, this is not the weird thing. This is the good thing for me.
Alika.
Yeah, and Alika, just share it. What was your craziest thing that you have done when you came here?
I think it's a crazy thing, but it's just something new, because in the Philippines we're so used to, especially when we have birthdays, we're so used to spoiling everyone else. And like here, like, it's one person, if it's your birthday you spoil everyone, but here if you invite someone over, they have to bring food and they have to like spoil you back. So, and when it was my birthday, it's like, whoa, it's supposed to be my turn to pay everyone, or at least my parents. So I was a bit overwhelmed because the culture shock and the difference. But yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Free food and drink, so.
We're going to turn to godling now.
Bring a plate.
It's so hard to know what is the craziest thing I have ever done, because when I came from the U.S., so it's like I already adjusted there, and then I knew what would be wrong, what would be right. But when I came here, what caught me off guard was driving. Immediately when I came, I was driving right. Mm. And it was like, everybody was like, is he committing suicide or what? I just forgot, you know. Yeah.
I think it's pretty same, but you know, myself, I also confused with what is right and left.
That's true.
Right and left is very different.
And when I approach I have to stop, you know, which one is right?
Okay.
This guy is turning this way.
I did the same problem as you when I went to Europe 2 years ago. Yeah. I was driving in the left side of the road.
Really?
Yeah. And their roads are really small.
Yeah.
And then, there's one-way roads, but like, and then they park the cars the wrong way.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're supposed to go in there, and then the other car will come outside. Yeah, but
that's not a good one, eh?
Yeah.
The good thing, because I stay in Malaysia 4 years, the Malaysia driving like New Zealand, so nothing happened when I come here. The same issue.
So now for 2019, my mind is still in 2018.
You need to wake up.
So, the good thing is no check, I have to write 2018. So 2019, I think the kicking off was not good for some people. You know, we had seen on the news a lot of accidents happen and loss of lives, you know, it happened. So it was really very bad start. And I don't know whether you saw it on my Facebook the other day when I posted that accident that happened. It was early in the morning, and then I said, oh, let me go for a walk. You know, I have this habit that I have to go 5 to 6 miles a day. And then I went for a walk going from Meadowbank to Mission Bay. Mm. And then before I crossed to St. Helier's, and then there's this corner here, that this guy coming very fast, two guys, you know, I think they're in their 20s.
Can you scrape the roadhouse, the turn, because now Auckland Transport looking after this road. Can you just scrape the road?
The road is like this one.
Angle?
The road is like straight or?
Oh.
It's very much angle, like curve.
It's like curve.
85 angle.
It's like curve, yeah. And this guy coming here and bus is coming here. And so this guy, the bus is going through the normal speed, and this guy is like over speeding.
Speeding, yeah.
So I was here walking. So this guy like,
he was driving.
Yeah. No, I was walking.
Oh, okay.
So these two, I think they might be cousins or brothers. I don't know. They're in the 20s. And this is the curve. So it's still with that high speed, and bus is coming here. Boom! Right here.
Oh, okay. See. He didn't see the bus or go in the lane, the other lane.
There's no time to see anything because this guy is in high speed.
Because when you are in speed, it's really hard to turn.
Is that the photos that you posted down?
Yeah. And then I run there, and then there's another guy already there in the scene. And then we try to help the driver because the driver is stuck. He's stuck in there because the car is so small and smashed. There's no way to get him out. And then another guy came, and then we broke the door from the driver's seat.
Yeah.
And it's still the guy is stuck in. We cannot take him out.
Yeah.
And then when I feel the pulse,
it's gone.
The guy is gone. The guy is already gone. The police is already called on the way coming.
Yeah.
But there's no way to risk the other guy too, you know, because it's like, it's stuck altogether, smashed. And then the police came. When the police came, they like, oh, okay. Good that you have tried, but, you know, we have to cut it. They have to cut that thing.
Doors.
And then they took them about 20 minutes.
She didn't like the story. She didn't like the story.
Yeah, it took like 20 minutes.
She's shy.
Yeah.
Looking like, don't be afraid.
That's the problem when you are on the road, you know. It's not about you. It's about the other person, too.
Yes.
You might be right, but somebody is wrong.
Yeah, and it's also the curve, you know. I always talk about the 50% speeding line. So, which means that when you speed too much, you need to cut down your speed by 50%.
And if
just
it is a curve, or you are going down or going up the hill, you know, you watch out for your speed.
Yeah, and you know, you have to, you know, slow down to turn.
Yeah,
right, because you cannot turn like in seconds, because that's the rule for speed drivers in the race car.
Even the race car is slow down.
They slow down because they cut down
the
racing
track. You know,
right.
Yeah.
So it was so hard to serve the driver. It's already gone. But when the police came, because there was a leak of the gas.
Oh.
Yeah.
And leak from the car?
Yeah, from the car. And that was my fear, because anytime
it's going to fire.
And that was a big problem. And when the police came, that was the thing they took care of before they touched anything else.
Before they touched anything. Yeah,
because
it's a small spark just could light it up. And even the thing. Sun.
It's already hot. You never know what would cause the fire.
Yeah.
And
the police come take the guys out of the car.
It took them 15 minutes to get them out. More than 15 minutes. More than 20 minutes to get them out. Because the car is like smashed. So they have to cut it with those big machines.
I see the car's a small Audi A3.
I think it was like the most scariest thing. I have seen worse than that. But what makes it worse is that you try to save somebody, and there's no time for it.
Yeah, gee.
You know? Mm. Yeah.
And even this way connect even with tourists as well, because some of the tourists who came to, you know, New Zealand from, because my mother had relatives in Australia, they came to New Zealand, they hired the, you know, the rental car, but they didn't know that New Zealand roadways are very different, because in New Zealand that you have the hill roads, they all the curves and stuff, that they thought that they can drive in New Zealand roads very easily, and unfortunately they couldn't even handle the curved road on the hill. And I told them, you know, it's not like what used to be in Australia, it's everything is straight road. Right in here you have to climb up the entire mountain to climb down, but even you're traveling at north, you have like, you cannot drive at some places like under, you know, about 25, just because it's so risky, because you might just fall down from the mountain to just somewhere right on the end of the mountain, you know. Right, so this is something that's, you know, you had to look for as a newcomer.
Yeah, so expect the unexpected. So whenever you are going down the road, you know somebody's coming too. Yeah. So it's not that you are right, but somebody might be wrong, and you are right.
Yeah, I like that because I read the story on the newspaper about the, you know, resettled boy from Wellington, and what he did, he offered a free driving service for those who are drinking and driving, because, you know, drinking and driving is very common during New Year and Christmas.
Yeah,
it is a higher time for people to drink and drive.
That's right.
And what he did, he offered a free service for anyone who are drunk, they can get picked up. He can pick them up, and he can drop them off at their house for free.
Yeah,
I liked
in Wellington.
In Wellington, and it was on the newspaper as well. And it was from a former refugee community, and he is giving back in a way to the New Zealand community by doing so. And I think that it's something that more of, you know, our people should do. They should have a permanent program for, you know, someone who is a non-alcoholic. I'm a non-alcoholic, right? So, you know, just going there and just, you know, take them on the car and then drop them off at the one place, right? And take them in the car and drop them off. It's something that they, you know, it can be offered as a service, right? And, you know, all the NGOs could look into it. Even Salvation Army can open a small program for it, right? Mm-hmm. So that we...
Yeah.
Do you know that we cannot omit that? If we even instruct them, tell them, it still happens anyway.
Yeah. It's a very good program.
Yeah, it's better to have, you know, some sort of program that could provide. Even for newcomers as well, I do see that it's a similar problems that happen to newcomers. Is when I came to New Zealand, I literally, right, sometimes I drove with learner license because I had to, because our spices or our food items are not nearby. We cannot buy it in a normal countdown, so we had to go to, you know, some far place. And I took over at some time with learner driver license, and I still think there's kind of an offense as, you know, a new driver, you know, driving the road, because it's also risking to all the pedestrians and stuff. But in a way, if, you know, some in New Zealanders who are having full license, they can offer, you know, 2 days in a week. They can say, if you're a newcomer, I can offer you a free ride, right? I can take you to, you know, that place, and then you buy the stuff, and I can take you back, right? Just to help them out at least for, you know, say 6 months or 8 months, so that they can, you know, fit themselves to get a restricted license, right, and have eligibility to drive by themselves. Right, because it's not like, you know, teaching them to drive, but it's also helping them to, you know, ship themselves. Right, so we're gonna listen to a song, and we will come back to you, and we soon be out.
Yeah, I think we will be winding up. It's now 5:42.
We will just listen to a song.
Yeah.
Outside, 'cause I can't hold my ground, I can't hold my ground, I can't. Not if you look me and you look me in the eyes. A dagger in my heart again. When you swallow someone whole, you are bound to choke. Well, I guess we can never be friends. I ate you up the day we first.
think that it's best if you leave me alone. When I'm with you, I just wanna play pretend.
Welcome back. Welcome to Rosario Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. Full house today. 2019, Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, and we have like already talked, and we are just near to the ending time. Yeah. And we have talked about the bad tourist. We also talk about some reflection from 2018. And we also talk about the, you know, driving problems and what sort of, you know, things that you have to look for. And, you know, speeding is not something good, right? Just remember and keep it on your mind.
Yeah, be a good person not only in your house, but when you get out. Be good on the road.
Yeah,
be good with the environment. Be good with people, too.
Yeah, and we also talk about the veganism, which is the hardest thing to do, right? Yeah. So you had a, you know, hope you have, like, good time and, you know, and saying thank you, right, for 2018. And
yeah, you make it to 2019 and 2020 is coming, too.
Yeah, and, you know, having fun is very important, and, you know, keeping yourself healthy, and just look forward to your year, right? Just, you know, it's, January is already ending, right? It's pretty much going to be very quick.
Yeah.
Just make your time worth, do something great, right? And as I told you, just take a notebook and write something that you wanted to do it and try it and feedback yourself. Think about self-development is very important, right? It's also good for your mental health, right? Thinking about yourself and thinking about what you can do, what you can contribute, and how you can make yourself better.
Yeah.
Right?
Because so, you have some goals in your life and, you know, try to stick to them. Don't give up in the middle. You know, if you're trying to struggle, you know, think about why did we start in the first place?
Yeah,
you know, it's all about getting it there. Get to the distance, you know.
Yeah, and we already got into the time to close. And thank you, guys, and see you from Rosario Radio.
Yeah, and we will be back again on Saturday next week. Same place, same time. Same people, maybe.
Same people, maybe. Right, see you, guys.
See you, sure. Bye-bye.
That was for you. I hear you got $80 ticket, right?
It's been 24 hours. I need more hours with you. it's making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. Well, I thought I would, babe. Let me close. Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you. Yeah, yeah, girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you.